Petraeus had more education about counterinsurgency operations than any other division commander in Iraq. During the 1980s, he had earned a Ph.D. in international relations at Princeton, where his dissertation subject had been the effect of the Vietnam War on U.S. military thinking about the use of force. In the course of his research, he had read deeply into the French experience in Indochina. While the French didn't win there or in Algeria, the vanquished often learn more from a war than do the victors. Counterinsurgency operations, in particular, require close civil-military cooperation, Petraeus wrote in his study. He warned against U.S. military attitudes that impeded the crucial integration of political and military strategies. Also, he noted that the use of force may be necessary, but by itself, it is seldom sufficient. Petraeus also took quiet steps to ensure unity of command in his area, a fundamental military principle, to be sure, but something that the U.S. effort overall didn't enjoy. Unity was particularly important in the intelligence arena, where he had his chief of staff, Colonel James Laufenberg, pull together several divergent intelligence elements by creating a joint interagency task force for counterterrorism, an effort made easier because the CIA officer in Mosul was a former subordinate of Petraeus's with whom he had kept in touch. To ensure that all worked together, Petraeus also fired a warning shot across the bow of the black special operators in the 101st area. "We're delighted to have you with us," he told them, "but if you conduct operations without first getting our approval, I'll request your removal from our area of operations." He took pride in conducting targeted raids with a minimum of violence. In one, 101st troops and a special operations unit went after 35 suspects simultaneously in Mosul at 2 a.m. and caught 23 of those they were after with only a single shot fired. Petraeus said that his role was a combination of being the president and the pope. Others saw his role as somewhat less elevated. "Petraeus up north was like a politician. He bought everyone off," said Kellogg, the retired army general who served as a senior CPA official. Plainly stated, the 101st Airborne waged a different war in the north than was waged in other parts of the country, one major wrote. "Winning the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people was the guiding purpose of all civil military actions in the north. While other divisions conducted anti-insurgency operations aimed at killing the enemy," he concluded, "the 101st waged a counterinsurgency campaign meant to undercut support for the enemy." Petraeus and his subordinate commanders and staff devised a strategy based on three principles. First, this is a race against time. Second, the real goal is to create as many Iraqis as possible who feel they have a stake in the new Iraq, which created a yardstick by which to measure any proposed move. Will it give Iraqis a stake? The third principle governed the division's tactics. Will this operation produce more bad guys than it takes off the street by the way it's conducted? Understanding this, one of the 101st's company commanders, Captain Daniel Morgan, recalled that he decided to handle detainees differently than they were treated elsewhere. "My company did not blindfold our detainees. We did upon arrival in Mosul, but we realized within a month, June 2003, that this was of no significance and hurt us." Petraeus also decided that cordon and sweep operations, in which every military-age male in a given area was rousted, were pointless. He thought most Iraqi men, even insurgents, so valued their household privacy that they would surrender peacefully rather than subject their families to intrusive nighttime searches. So he had the 101st conduct cordon and knock searches, in which suspects were surrounded and then invited to turn themselves in. In addition, he said, there were so many phony tips passed by Iraqis feuding with each other that this softer approach helped sort out those tips without unnecessarily insulting Iraqi dignity.